There's many things taking place out there across the country that need to be addressed, but the very first thing we need to address is judicial corruption, because that is where we have a problem right now. Because when you go into that courtroom, you're going to get eaten up alive. Your life savings are going to be taken away from you. You can lose your children. You'll lose your home. You will lose your sanity, and you will think there's just nowhere to turn. I want to come back to this Dennis Fox matter for a moment. And let's talk about the attorney that's representing Dennis Fox. The attorney's name is Lawrence Beagle. That's B-I-E-G-E-L. And Lawrence Beagle just happens to have an office in the same building owned by a law firm by the name of Fenton and Keller. Remember those scumbags that I was talking about earlier on in the program? That's Chuck Keller's office. That's Fenton and Keller, the same Fenton and Keller law firm that had gone ahead and hidden documents and suborned perjury of a witness from Elaine Pinnell Realty. This is the small town nonsense BS. They had to find somebody to kind of like, quote, throw to the lions as a sacrificial lamb. And Dennis Fox, well, he's not actually a member of any of these big law firms here. So Chuck Keller probably sat down there with Lawrence Beagle and say, hey, Larry, you know, what's going on here? Gee, I really hope we get this Dennis Fox nailed, because this guy at Gene 40 and attorneybusters.com is starting to come after us. This is small town nonsense, but more importantly, these guys are messing around with the laws of our country. They don't even think this attorney should spend time for stealing $1.2 million from this lady. They're saying for some reason he should be, what, let off? Because he really just kind of like made a mistake? He said that he didn't really think he was breaking the law. He just thought he was doing something wrong. You see, attorneys have this way of telling you, or the state bar actually tells you, well, you know, what the attorney did, it's not really breaking the law. It might be unethical, but to a bunch of scumbags like us, you know, we've got to go a long ways before we really think we did anything unethical to begin with. So we can just poop all over you people any way we want, because the judges and the attorneys are going to protect us every step of the way, and the state bars are going to protect them. And it goes on and on and on, and when we really get into trouble, like a, what's that guy's name? Oh, a Dennis Keneally. Something with Dennis's this week. Dennis Keneally out in Wisconsin. He goes, well, you know, he gets caught hiding documents or taking documents out of a clerk of court's offices. What happens to him? Well, a congressman sponsors a bill to get his butt off of the firing line. Why? Because a guy out there, a county supervisor by the name of Sandy Gus Worth, he has some connections there with all the other townspeople, the county supervisors, to continuously rape and pillage people out there. They just make fun of us. That's getting worse and worse and worse.